Budweiser's weekday sports beat continues on 96.1 FM, WSBT with the ndinsider.com recruiting update. Here's Darren Pritchett, Eric Hansen, and the South Bend Tribune's Fighting Irish football recruiting insider, Tyler James.
Well, I'm Sean Stiers, and as Darren Pritchett boards the Notre Dame hockey bus to get to the arena in St. Paul for the Frozen Four tonight, I'm sitting here with Brendan King from the South Bend Cubs getting ready for a baseball game about an hour from now. But I'm jumping in along with Eric Hansen and Tyler James. Gentlemen, is everyone all present and accounted for?
We are.
All right.
I'm here.
That's the important part.
You got to drag Tyler away from the White Sox game.
That's right. How's the White Sox game
from going? The snowy White Sox game. The White Sox are leading 4-1, and it is snowing.
All right. The miracle Sox already. Okay, well, let's get into some Notre Dame football recruiting news. Let's start off, Tyler. Notre Dame has just three commitments at present time for the 2019 class, while around this time last year they had 12 commitments. So is there any reason for any concern right now, the fact that they're nine behind last year's pace?
Well, let me put this into some context. This is the 24/7 Sports, from the 24/7 Sports rankings. Notre Dame is number 27 with three commits. Number 26 is Clemson with four commits, and number 25 is Ohio State with three commits. So now I don't expect those three teams to stay there very long. So Notre Dame's not certainly alone in with the low commitment number. I'm interested to I don't know if you could put that on the fact that the new recruiting calendar has kids maybe waiting to see if they can take some spring official visits before making a decision, or if it's just kind of random luck the way it's worked out. But I think it's not necessarily a reason to concern. Certainly, Notre Dame would probably like to have a few more commitments, but if they're not commitments from guys that you feel like they are going to stick with their commitment, they're essentially useless commitments anyway. So I don't think it's a major concern. It's not for a lack of interest or getting kids to campus. I think this month of April should be a good month for Notre Dame. They got a lot of visitors scheduled to come by. So that commitment number should increase soon, but I wouldn't worry too much. The 12 of last year was sort of an unprecedented clip of commitments early in the recruiting cycle. So the fact that they're not there at that pace isn't necessarily surprising.
Yeah, a couple things on that. I was curious. You know, it seemed like last year they almost had to make a statement early based on coming off a 4-8 season to maybe mm-hmm. they were more eager to get the commitments earlier. And then the second part of that, it seems like they're positioned pretty well. They're getting good kids to visit. You see Notre Dame in a lot of top two or three, four finalists and so forth. It would seem like, you know, again, the pace is going pretty well other than the commitment part of it.
Yeah, I agree with that. They have a good amount of offers out. They fielded a lot of guys on campus and have been given good feedback, so that they're in good spots or on top 10 lists, top 5 lists, whatever you prefer or see. But so I think it'll work out. They're not a lot of the guys that commit really early aren't necessarily the high 4 stars. They're borderline 5 star kind of guys. So I don't know that they're in a hurry. They're trying to evaluate and make sure they're in on the right guys. And so I think that we'll see how that plays out. But I would anticipate them at least adding one more commitment probably here by the end of the month. I would be a little surprised if they don't add another commitment by the end of April.
Now, while there haven't been a lot of commitments so far, there have been a fairly good stream of visitors. Who's been on campus so far?
Yeah, this week, Brandon Smith, Spencer Lytle, and Tristan Sinclair, three linebackers I mentioned on last week's show, have already been on campus this week. On Easter Sunday, they hosted a 2019 wide receiver, Dylan Wright, out of Texas, a 4-star recruit out of West Mesquite High School. Has offers from Texas A&M, Alabama, USC, and Ohio State. So plenty of schools that like him, and getting him on campus is a good thing. I'm not sure what kind of experience he had on an Easter Sunday here at Notre Dame, but whenever you can get a guy on campus, you make do with it. Today, 2020 cornerback target R.J. Mickens is on campus. He just received a Notre Dame offer just last week and is already making his way up to campus. He was already at Notre Dame for the NC State game last season, so familiar with the program, has big-time offers, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Alabama, Clemson, and Stanford, ranked as the number four cornerback in the 2020 class by 24/7 Sports. So two highly rated guys that Notre Dame got on campus out of the state of Texas. Notre Dame is making a little bit more of a concerted effort in the state. Brian Polian mentioned that that's a state he's going to help focus a little bit more on. So getting those guys on campus is a start, and we'll see how that plays out in the long run for them.
Tyler, we had Terry Joseph was one of the two coaches that talked to us this morning, and he's fascinated by how deep into the 2020 cycles and the 2021 cycles Notre Dame already is. It sounds like the number one recruit in that 2020 class, and I'll take a run at the name, defensive lineman Brian Breezy will visit Notre Dame on Friday?
I believe it's Breezy, but I'm not 100% certain. Yeah, he is the number one overall recruit in the class, 6'5", 275-pound defensive lineman, has played some mostly defensive end. Being that big already, you think maybe he ends up as a defensive tackle, but five-star recruit. Rivals doesn't have a numerical ranking on 2020 recruits yet, but they do have him as a five-star recruit. Notre Dame offered him in December, and he's getting on campus on Friday. He's got offers from a lot of the big programs, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Florida State, and Penn State. And so Notre Dame's continuing to work on the 2020 class way ahead of schedule. Brian getting on campus, RJ Meekins, like I mentioned, and then last week, Jacoby Cowan, who is the number three strong side defensive end in the 2020 class, was on campus last week. So they're turning out guys, getting them on campus, and making sure they have a jump start on that class as well. So it's hard to imagine that kids in the 2020 class are relevant, but they already are, and Notre Dame is making sure they identify the right guys.
The IndyInsider.com recruiting update with Tyler James. And now, Tyler, I believe there's three 2019 targets will be on campus this weekend, a tight end, a defensive tackle, and an offensive lineman. Can you kind of talk about them a little bit?
Absolutely. Ethan Ray is the tight end out of Orange Lutheran High School in California, a four-star recruit rated by Rivals as the number three tight end in the country, number 12 by 24/7 Sports. He will be here on Saturday. Notre Dame offered him last May. He actually missed his junior season with a torn ACL, but still has garnered interest from major programs. So Notre Dame is looking for a top tight end in the 2019 class, and he could be one of the likely candidates that Notre Dame could be in a good spot with. Zeke Correll, an offensive lineman out of Cincinnati, Anderson High School, 6'4", 260 pounds. He was on campus in March and for the NC State game back in October. So frequent visitor here. He does have an offer from Ohio State, so it will be hard to pull him out of Ohio, but also has offers from Alabama, Clemson, Penn State, Stanford, ranked as the number four offensive guard by 24/7 Sports in the 2019 class. And then the defensive tackle is Rodas Johnson out of Columbus, St. Francis DeSales High School, a four-star defensive tackle, number 14th in the class, according to 24/7 Sports. He was offered last June when he was on campus and visited in November for the Navy game, and is getting back here for the third time. So talking about two guys with Zeke and Rodas that have been on campus a couple times now are pretty familiar with the program, and we'll see if Notre Dame can keep progressing their recruitments and feel like they're in a good spot with them.
Tyler, after Cade McNamara decommitted and then jumped into Michigan's class, Notre Dame hit the reset button with its quarterbacks recruiting. It looks like one of their targets committed elsewhere today. Can you talk about him and kind of bring us up to speed on who you think are the remaining top targets at quarterback?
Yeah, Paul Tyson is the quarterback you're referring to. He's out of the state of Alabama. He's actually the great-grandson of Bear Bryant, so not necessarily surprising that he would end up committing to Alabama. If Alabama wanted him, you seem to think that he would end up there, and he did commit to the Crimson Tide today. So that leaves Notre Dame with very few options in terms of guys that they have already offered. The only two quarterbacks that they have offered in the 2019 class that aren't committed somewhere is Max Duggan, who was on campus not long ago. He's the first quarterback to receive an offer in March after Cade decommitted from Notre Dame. And then the other guy is Grant Gunnell, a quarterback that Notre Dame offered last May and had been keeping an eye on, and he was had previously committed to Texas A&M and backed away from that commitment, and Notre Dame's going to figure out if they want to continue to pursue him. And certainly they're going to have to probably extend some offers to some new guys. I think they're being patient with who they want to offer, but I think this is probably about the time of year where a lot of these quarterbacks are going to start making decisions, so they're probably going to need to offer those guys and get in those conversations to make sure that guys aren't going ahead and ending their recruitment before Notre Dame can get a chance to kind of make their case. So not something they need to hurry up on, but something they need to certainly be diligent with and making sure that they're making progress in identifying who they want in the class, because Notre Dame has always signed a at least one quarterback in every class since Brian Kelly's been here at Notre Dame, so it would be a surprise if they were to go without one.
All right, Tyler James with this week's IndyInsider.com recruiting update. You can get back to watching your first-place Chicago White Sox play the Tigers. Over under. How many weeks, how many more weeks do you get to say first-place Chicago White Sox? That's what I want to know.
Next week will be
next
the
week.
Over.
All right.
And Sean, ask Tyler what his favorite dessert is to celebrate with after a White Sox win.
What is it, Tyler? Am I going to be afraid to hear the answer?
Some pumpkin pie or some pumpkin roll, because
ooh,
pumpkin is for those who have superior taste buds.
Pumpkin roll. That's it. I've got to try some of Tyler's pumpkin roll.
He's gone.
All right.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks, Tyler. All right. Take care, Tyler James.